Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
To a musical feature film from the late 70s. Someone's walking down the street.
Oh, look, there's a trash can in an alley. But you're only saying boops.
Cause someone's walking down the street.
And who's that walking? Well, it's Off Book,
the improvised musical podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stickins.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Take it to the chorus. Ooh, feeling so fine. $2.99.
Wow.
We've got a fantastic guest with us today.
Wow.
The reason this podcast
the
exists.
The reason for this season.
The reason for all of Off Book's seasons, if you qualify them as seasons.
Please welcome back to the show for a 3.5 appearance,
yep,
potentially.
Yep.
Well, you know him, you love him. It's Scott Aukerman!
Hi, everyone!
Hi.
Hi, Scott.
I'm glad people know me and love me. Thank
I mean,
you so
I was going to name check some things, but I was like, if you are listening to this and you don't know...
Well, it would be absurd.
It would be really wild.
Best-selling author.
Along with both of you. You're both best-selling authors now of the Comedy Bang Bang book.
Let's try.
Get that book. Get Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, the book. It's yeah. really fun.
Get it. It's got all your favorite people in it, but most importantly... You need to get it.
You were going to say yourself, but you are, you're both in it.
But you really tempered your ego there, and we all saw it.
I did a vibe check.
It was sweet. It was good. The book is really fun and really great.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of great illustrations. Mm-hmm. It's really a like joy to thumb through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope people don't finger through it because
you might rip a page.
I will cut your fingers, but it's not yeah. safe.
You don't want paper cuts, but thumbs are fine.
Thumbs
are fine to have paper cuts on.
Just, it's good to
what
remind
what are you doing with them? You're just like basically opening doorknobs with them?
Yeah,
come on.
But it's good to
maybe
remind.
Maybe giving someone a Fonzie.
It's good to remind yeah. yourself, like, this is still a big deal that we have these.
It is.
You know?
These are, I mean, I use them every day.
These thumbs.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought about it, but yeah, I think I use at least one.
I mean,
least
think, one about, of them. Think about buttoning yeah. something with no thumb.
I can barely button things with a thumb.
When are we going to get buttons that attach themselves?
Like,
you
Velcro?
Know what I mean? Where you just kind of like, no, where you don't have to do anything at all. You just think and they...
Probably AI.
They go, whoop, 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 whoop. Just, you know, snap onto you. Man, I would love that.
Yeah. Did you ever like, I think this is maybe really influenced by the opening of Clueless, but did you ever try to like...
The sequel to Clue?
Yeah. It's the one where they're trying to solve a murder and they have nothing to go on. There's absolutely no trace of anything left. They don't even know where the body is. They just know someone's been killed.
They don't even know if there's a murder.
They don't
honestly.
Even know if there has been a murder.
Oh my God. Go
just
ahead,
like
Scott. Passarella's fingers are burning.
We cut to a mansion. A fancy dinner party is about to begin. People have received invitations from all over.
Who? What a fancy evening. I'm so glad to be gathering here.
I've had a horrible day at the corporation, and it's nice to relax at a big fancy party with all of my fancy friends who I haven't seen in a very long time. Oh, someone's at the door.
Knock at the door. Hello?
Hello! Exceptionally good at starring in murder mysteries.
Right.
If you please.
He is Paints McSpectrum.
That's me.
Private detective. He is Paints McSpectrum.
I didn't remember that part.
I can't believe we, for a second time, got.
That's me!
Oh, and now that he's here, there's a mystery, no doubt. It's like the first time we met, we all went knives out. But if I could take one more second, a moment to explain, he helped us solve a mystery on a train.
Must
mean there's a mystery, there's a murder afoot. Paints, who called you to this manor on the hill?
Who called you to Hill Manor? The manor on the hill!
Mr. Hill called me, of course.
But Mr. Hill, our mysterious host, no one's seen him all night.
Called by Mr. Hill, the host of the manor on the hill, Hill Manor, who no one's seen tonight.
And I haven't seen any of you in years, but we used to all hang out before we had money, before we all said cheers.
When we were tiny, tiny children on a train.
Oh, sure, yes.
That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
I'm an old man now. The elderly Paints McSpectrum.
You are Paints McSpectrum, even so.
He is.
I am Paints McSpectrum.
He is.
I am Paints McSpectrum.
Well, Paints McSpectrum is a. There's a murder to be found.
He is
Paints McSpectrum.
Hi.
Hi.
As if. Whatever. Whatever. As if I called
millennials.
You. I called you. I called you Paints McSpectrum because I just recently inherited this house from my dad, Mr. Hill.
Wait, he's dead?
No, he just gave it to me because he didn't need this one. He gave me this house, and I invited you here because I'm throwing this really amazing party. And
it's Hillary Hill, daughter of Mr. Hill.
That's right. As if, whatever.
I've known him for 70 years. He's never given me a house.
Well, you're not his daughter,
well,
Paints.
That's a good point. That's
but
a-
I just really wanted you to be at this party because I'm really trying to like cultivate a vibe. And some people showed up who fully did not RSVP. And at first I was totally bugging, but then I went to the kitchen, rearranged some things. I mean, it was supposed to be a garden party, but we can put tables everywhere. So if they could just do that on the Statue of Liberty, I think we'd be in a much better situation, right?
What? Right.
Oh, another knock at the door. Whatever, Azef, hello.
Hello. It's me, the butler.
Oh.
I should have been inside, but I locked myself out.
Oh, my gosh.
I work here, you see.
Don't
hello,
you have
here.
Keys?
What's that?
Don't you have keys?
The first mystery has presented itself. If I'm the butler, why don't I have keys.
Yeah, why don't you have keys? I feel like I gave you some.
Yes, I dropped them.
Oh.
I dropped them down the fireplace. Just like come, from the roof.
Just come inside. You're totally bugging.
Do you want to go get them? The fireplace is right over
oh,
there.
Oh, yes. It's
did you have something to say, Reginald? Or did you just like want to come in here to see if we like needed
does
any more
does the butler always have something
canapes?
To say?
Well, he knocked on the door. Oh, just because he was locked out. Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Are you guys together?
No, or? I just no. like really want my employees to feel like family. Oh, but not in a toxic way. Just in a way where they feel comfortable.
And we do.
Olive Garden way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel really good with the whole family. In fact, Mr. Hill gave me a house after 20 years of knowing God.
This guy.
He gave him a really cute bungalow in Mykonos.
It's so cute. It's my bungalow in Mykonos.
Do you know that really cute whitewash thing? And it has like a little bit of blue trim. Do you know the Mykonos look?
I'll take your word for it.
Does it's a coastal bungalow. Does everybody here know the Mykonos look? Okay, well, it's really like fantastic.
What am I doing here?
I invited you, Paints.
Oh, okay.
You're my guest of honor. This is my first dinner I got to host at the Hill Manor since inheriting it from my dad. And I just like really wanted to cultivate a vibe, you know, get like a 1920s salon.
Anyone my age here?
Yeah. Or? Absolutely. In fact, someone I really want to set you up with, because if you don't know the thing about me, Hillary Hill, my thing is I'm always into setting people up, but never looking for love myself.
Okay, well, I
because
I just,
the boys my age, have you seen the way they dress, boy. Paints? I mean, am I supposed to swoon?
I just want you to know I'm not only am I married, I'm a bigamist. So I'm
a bigamist?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I have two wives.
Oh.
I have a secret wife. I have a secret family. So I'm not really in the market for a third.
Okay. Well, then maybe you can help me like set up some other people at this party.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Where is this man? Where is this man you had for me to meet, Hillary?
Oh, well, I actually don't know if it's going to work out now, Zsa Zsa, but it was supposed to be Paints over here.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Zsa Zsa?
Zsa Zsa.
More.
Zsa Zsa more.
Zsa Zsa more.
Of course I know Zsa Zsa more.
I put the voom in va-va-voom. I put a rrr in coming to the room. Hello, Paints. It has been some time.
It's been 45 years.
45 years. I'm surprised you remember.
25 years before I solved that mystery on the train.
That's right. The picture at Murder on the Picturesque Express.
That's right.
I remember it well. I believe someone cut their dick cut off, unless I am not.
Really?
Honestly, it's been so long. You've solved so many mysteries.
It just, but I could never forget someone like you.
How's your family?
Which one?
The secret one. I know about the public one. There are articles in the paper every day. Paints McSpectrum, unhappy in marriage.
It's weird. I'm unhappier with the secret family.
Perhaps you need a little change that you didn't know. Perhaps you need a person you haven't seen since long ago. Perhaps you need some Perhaps you need some Perhaps you need some Zsa Zsa. Perhaps you need some me.
Zsa Zsa, I have not seen you for over 4 decades. But you put a smile on my face. You have made me the happiest man in the universe today. I'm gonna leave both of my families because I want more. Zsa Zsa, more. Zsa Zsa, more.
Are you certain you can handle it? It's more than you can afford if you want more. Don't play games with my heart, Paints. You've said this all before. Do not play these tricks with me. Like the first time you got married, and then the second time when you were already married, but then ran off to a secret family and you left me.
This time I mean it. Zsa Zsa, I need it. I wanna be with you the rest of my day.
Crazy thing to say. You clearly want more.
sha 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 sha.
No problem.
For what you've done tonight.
I just love love.
It's so nice to see someone from my life. Let's go to a private room. This house, it says so many.
No, let's do it in public. In front of Hillary.
That's fine. Hillary, oh, you stay wow. here. We'll be right here on the floor. Screaming more.
Honestly, so inspired to see two wrinkled bots. Still love to get together, still love to get so hot.
Let me just put down this rug, let me pull it off the couch, to throw in front of the fireplace so we do not make an ouch. Oh, what's this? Under the rug. For all to see, some mysterious dead body.
To just be about like setting up singles that I knew and like helping them find love, especially later
sex.
In life, and then watching them have sex if they were like down. Sometimes there needs to be like a lower simmer. Like, did you see when I set up my good friend Wallace Shawn?
You know what? I feel like we're ignoring the dead body.
I know,
on
but
the
no,
floor.
No, you're right.
Finding love for me was inconceivable,
and yet I did it. Come in here, Wallace, actor, playwright, humorist.
Hi. I'm Wallace Shawn.
Reginald, get in here. And then like the 6 to 8 other tastemakers and thought leaders. Oh, us? I'm more of a tastemaker, I think. I'm more of a thought leader.
I'm more of a thought taster.
Oh my gosh, a body!
Oh, gross.
Wait, sorry, what did you say?
I'm a mixture of the two.
Oh, I thought you said a big string.
I'm a big string. Hello.
Listen, everyone, I'm so sorry. This was supposed to be my big, big night of setting people up and finding love at Hill Manor as Hillary Hill, but it appears we
Did
do
you
have
say
a
Hill Manor?
No, it's just my valley
okay.
accent.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. As if get a life is what this person wishes they could do. Oh,
well, they can't because they're dead.
Who is it, though? Do we know?
Wait a second.
I have a guess.
Yes, Jaja?
Oh, wait, who the person, the dead person is or who did it?
I'll take either, honestly. Yeah.
I have no idea who the dead person is, but there are so many rumors swimming around that all of the murders committed in this fancy neighborhood have been done by a certain big string.
Oh, no,
oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
So many murders done with all the telltale signs of big string.
Hey, that's my friend Big String. We can't just throw around allegations. Now, does this body have any markings of being killed with a string?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. Maybe we should hunt
but
down
But sort
string.
Of, well, I guess it's not the string, though. It's sort of like marks around the neck. Signs of strangulation.
What do you think, Paints? Is that a string strangle or a hand strangle? But first, I think I can identify this body. Alas. Alas, everyone.
We're going to table the string thing
well,
for you to identify the body?
That's the string okay. theory. Right now, it's just
okay,
a theory.
Got it.
And well, I just want to... I know who this dead body is, and so okay. I just want to let everyone know.
That's important to know.
This is actor Daniel Craig.
Inconceivable!
I had invited him because him and Rachel Weisz are looking for a third. But... she couldn't come because she's filming season 2 of Dead Ringers.
Well, now she will be looking for a second. Because why, Daniel Craig.
Why didn't they just get together with the other Rachel Weisz from Dead Ringers?
Oh my gosh, Paints. This is why I invite you. All right, Paints. What do you think about this? What do you think?
I mean, it's a tragedy for the filmmaking community, obviously. He's.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that he was done with his tenure as James Bond because he really got to wrap up
but
that storyline.
But he was just beginning his tenure as investigator... What the heck was his name?
I don't know.
Like a place Bordeaux, you put Bordeaux. No. Is it a place, a wine or?
This is important. Let's figure this out.
It's really escaping me.
No, let's get this.
And I like no, to we're be here.
Benoit.
That's why you're here, Paints. That's why you're here.
Yeah. I feel like those were more like chapters that there was never going to be an ending to them, you know?
Sure.
So I'm fine with him only putting out two
before
he died.
If I'm Daniel Craig and I'm making those movies, like, keep throwing them at me, you know? I'm going to keep doing them as long as
they are. Of course, but I'm not looking for closure.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, everyone. This is my dopey stepbrother, Paul Rudd.
Hey.
Sometimes we get along, other times we don't.
Hi, I'm Paul Rudd. Call me Polly.
God. Polly, you're so annoying. Go bring out the bologna already.
Okay.
This guy loves bologna.
You guys want to see my bologna? Oh, my God. No, not like that. No, it's from the
refrigerator. Oh, my God, Paul. Get out of here, my stupid stepbrother.
Why does everyone not like Paul Rudd? Whoa, it's me! It's so hard to be Paul Rudd!
All right, stop.
Get out of here. Okay.
God,
Paints,
I hate you.
What do you think? The strangulation, signs of hands or string?
Well, I see thumbprints.
Okay.
So that leads me to think it's hands, but at the same time, hey, string, get over here.
Oh, me?
Guys,
do you have thumbs?
Be chill. This is Big String. He's a friend.
Do you have any thumbs? Let me take a look.
Nope, just ends of string, just frayed ends.
Big String is.
I'm frayed.
Big String is.
Does he have thumbs? He's afraid not.
I love it.
We have fun.
Funny, but I do suspect him of, even if he didn't do this murder, one of these days it's going to catch up to you, Big
please.
String.
I can't have you throwing such blind hate at my friend Big String.
I've just been on such an emotional whirlwind today from seeing Paint and thinking I would never be with Paint and then almost getting to make love on the floor.
Listen, I'm sad for all of you. I gathered all of you here to find love and now we have to find how Daniel Craig can get a life. A knock at the door. Hello.
Hello, it's me, the butler.
Hi, Reginald.
Did you leave your keys outside again?
Are you helping Paul inside? With the bologna?
Hmm? Huh?
Huh? What do you want? We'll stop guessing.
It's really up to you. It's
I have my keys, but I couldn't remember which one opens the door.
So you knocked?
Why not try them all?
I did.
Instead of making us open.
Hey, Reginald, apropos of nothing, but do you have thumbs or what?
Oh, thumbs?
Who has two thumbs and is a killer?
This guy.
What? I can't believe it's that easy.
Wow. Reginald, did you kill Daniel Craig?
No, I'm just the lead singer of the band The Killers.
Oh. I didn't realize what's his name left.
Brandon Flowers.
Oh, right.
We got that one faster. Yep.
We is a generous term.
What do you want then, Reginald?
Well, I sort of feel like the band has plateaued. Like, we haven't had a really big hit.
Why'd you come into this room?
Not what you want generally.
Why'd you come into this room?
Oh, Daniel Craig's agent called. He wanted to know if Daniel had arrived safely.
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell him yes.
Good, buy us some time. We can't have this leaking to the press. It'll be the end of me and Hill Manor and my dad, Mr. Hill.
What a horrible first party to throw, Hillary. We must protect you from that sort of social outrage.
Thank you so much. Wallace Shawn, do you have any thoughts?
Yes, I do, but I don't know that you'd be able to wrap your mind around them because my thoughts are inconceivable.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, here's the thought. While I was playing the lead Ferengi in Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Okay.
Spending a lot of hours in the chair with my good friend Armin Shimmerman.
Okay.
He's great.
He's wonderful.
The principal in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
That's right.
Yeah,
and the two of us struck up a rapport. And we always thought that we would be an incredible murder-solving team.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's very busy. He's working at the Antaeus Theater. I think he's directing quite a bit these days.
Okay. Okay.
He's also picketing the ongoing writer's strike in solidarity with the writers.
Thank you. Wallace, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, we always said that whenever there's a murder afoot in a written property, there's always one thing you need to search for.
Okay.
And it's the person you least suspect.
Okay, so we
the
all...
The person you least expect or suspect?
Suspect.
Okay, so it's not the string because we all pointed
it. We all thought it was
the string.
All right, Jaja. And I don't think it's Reginald because he keeps knocking at really suspicious times. And it's not true. Me because I want everyone to find love. Now, it could be my dopey stepbrother who I keep butting heads with, Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or let's see.
He's too much of a loser to do something like this. Let's see.
It could be
Josh. There's a lot of people we suspect even less than that because we haven't even brought them up yet.
That's true. Let's meet these six people over here huddled in the corner.
Huddle, 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 huddle.
Who, us?
Huddle, 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 huddle.
Who, us?
Hello, it's me, Jeffrey Knives. I have a bunch of knives on me at all times. And so people often think that I am suspected of doing bad things.
Hello, it's me, I'm Jeffrey Pistol. You may know that I'm a cowboy by my boots, but I would never use my pistol to shoot.
What's up, dogs? My name is Jeffrey Poison, and I love all foods with hoisin. But everyone thinks I'm up to nefarious deeds. I just have flavor needs.
They call me Jeff Murders cause it is my last name. Not doing murders is my game. But everyone always suspects me because my natural voice is very murdery.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey and I'm a teen. And yes, of course, my name is Jeffrey Guillotine. I brought my guillotine and I'm a teen. Goodbye.
And hello, my name is Jeffrey, toaster in a tub. And oh, going through life with that name can be such a rub. But
huddle, 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 huddle,
who us?
Huddle, huddle, huddle. From the Jefferies, there were supposed to be six of them in the huddle, but there were seven people who just answered the question. So which of the seven do we suspect the least?
I think there were six.
Or were there only six?
Knives,
there were six.
Pistols,
you were right.
Poison,
murder,
guillotine, toaster in a tub.
Perfect then. Which of the six in the huddle do we suspect the least?
Toaster in the tub is probably the hardest thing to achieve.
Yeah.
Yes, although it's so, like, duplicitous because you can make it look like an accident. Because I know personally I spend a lot of mornings where I soak in the tub and then want toast, like, right away.
Who doesn't love tub toast?
Who doesn't love tub toast?
Who doesn't love tub toast? I guess there's also Jeffrey Teen, whose last name's Guillotine, but he's just a teen.
Yeah, that's right, I get what you mean. Like, for me, he's like the closest in my age, so I'm like, that would be hard for him to be on that murderous
but
pay.
But more importantly, this body has its head.
Right.
Good point.
Point. This body has its head.
I suspect point. Him the least point. Because this body,
has a head.
Like, it could have been poisoned, he could have been. He could have been shot just in the tub, but he definitely was not guillotine. Because, as you said, this body has a head.
There was a Jeffrey whose game was only his name. He didn't have any weapon, so maybe that's the most plain. Jeffrey murders.
Jeffrey murders.
Jeffrey.
Huddle, huddle, don't let him know that we suspect him of a murder most foul.
Huddle, 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 huddle.
Will they find out who the murderer of this person was? Paints McSpectrum back on the case. Hillary Hills, will her first party end in disgrace? Or will she be having hosting a successful party? Got away from me there for a second.
Find out when we return to the second half of
Murder at
Hillary Hill's mansion.
Hill House.
Manor.
Murder at Hill House. Hold on, let's get this one good. What should we do? Murder at Hill House.
I mean, I was like thinking of something with like glass onion.
Oh,
or,
yeah, I was
like,
trying to do a play on picturesque murder on the picturesque express. What's another famous murder?
There's like the, what's the Nile?
Death on the Nile.
Death on the Nile.
Right.
Death on the Hill.
Death on the Hill. That's pretty
death
good.
Death on the Hill.
There's also Glass Onion is a song title as well as Knives Out. They're
that's
both
right.
Song titles.
Both song titles.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hard naming
hard
a mis-
one.
Yeah. Honestly, as Painspeak Spectrum, this is the hardest part of the job.
This is the biggest mystery.
This is also the part that we normally just sort of like throw out there, and I'm really glad that for once in 299 episodes, we're doubling
about.
Down. Let's think about it.
Okay, let's learn what we have.
Let's get
it's
it
not
right.
really a Knives Out story, but it's fun to play with that because Daniel Craig is dead.
Daniel Craig is dead.
I'm bringing a lot of Clueless specifics.
You sure are.
And Painspeak Spectrum.
A lot of Clueless realness.
Oh, wait, hold on. This whole thing started with the Clueless of it all.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I was trying to get back to.
Clueful?
Clueful.
Well, there aren't a lot of clues. There's the thumbprints.
I think Clueless is pretty good.
Clueless.
Right?
Like,
should we just go with Clueless? Find out when we return.
To the second half of
Clueless!
A Painspeak Spectrum murder mystery.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ooh, look out! Ride this mysterious wave back as we return to Hill Manor, where Hillary Hill is trying to throw her first party, but oh no, Daniel Craig is dead!
We're starting to have some clues where at the beginning we were
clueless! A Painspeak Spectrum mystery! Ew, Paul! Paul, nobody wants your baloney!
It's store fresh.
I don't care. You need to, like, help me with this party, okay? Like, this has gotten so crazy. There's a dead body, and it's really scary.
Hillary, why do you even care about how this party goes?
Because it's my first party at Hill Manor. It really matters to me.
But it's like, who you are isn't wrapped up in throwing this party. Like, you're so cool no matter what, idiot.
Ew, gross. God, I hate you.
I hate you.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. When I say everyone, I mean the two of you.
Okay. Yeah, can we get you something, Paints? We're just in the kitchenette.
Was it bologna?
No. Hey, Wallace, Sean, do you have any latinum by any chance?
I mean, cold pressed latinum?
Yeah. From your role, of course, as...
Yeah, I took it off the set from my role as the Grand Magus.
Right, of course.
Yeah, let me go check my Honda Fit.
Sorry, Paints. I just wanted to see like what was happening with the snacks because I feel like people are starting to get
yeah. That's
you know,
an important part of any
mystery
good mystery
is
halfway through you kind of want a snack to replenish.
That's right, because there's a lot of adrenaline and you might forget that you're hungry.
Exactly. So what do you have? You were saying
bologna.
Well, he's trying to bring out some just shreds of bologna.
As a snack.
Bologna shreds.
Shreds.
Yeah, he's my stupid stepbrother, like not even torn? Former stepbrother.
Yeah, hand torn, hand shredded. You know, like pulled pork? Like that, but with bologna.
And he puts like just mustard on the side to dunk it.
A side of dunking Dijon.
Like oh in a gosh. Cup or just on a plate?
On a plate.
Yeah, I know. This is what I used to live with for a brief period when our parents were married 1.5 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah, still, you guys have something. I can't put my thumbs on it.
Who has two thumbs and is always annoyed with Paul Rudd? This girl. Mm-hmm. And then let me put them together in the middle and make a W, whatever.
Right.
Okay, do you want some canapes? Because I also have like these little canapes. They're like...
Canapé. Sorry.
You don't want any no canapes?
No, I'm allergic to canapes. I'm so
all sorry. Canapes?
All canapes, yeah.
That's tough. So just food and a small bite you're allergic to?
Exactly. It's got to be big food.
Okay. Well, I
like
have...
If it's the biggest canapé in the world, it maybe edges into big food.
Okay. I think we can whip something up.
You're saying that right now we have to make the biggest canapé in the world? Avocado toast. Wait, hold on. Doubling back, bruschetta is too big.
Yes.
Canapé is too small.
But it was my bruschetta. Lick it on the table. It's really big. It's like the size of a bagel.
Okay, it's quite big. It's bagel sized. What's a little smaller than what is in my eye?
Okay, one of those small peppers, like those tricolor peppers you get in a bag. And I take one of them and I cut it in half and I fill it up with hummus.
Like hummus filled pepper. Is that a little better? Hummus filled pepper.
Is that a little bit better? Get a bag.
To spoil my meal.
No, it's the small pepper.
Still too big.
Okay, wait. Now I don't want to insult your mind.
Do I know inside
but
your mind?
Do you know what a canapé is like? Would you seek and you could find this small piece of bread that is toasted and spread with a little goat cheese and then on top. It's a little fig preserve. It's only this big. It barely deserves to be called a snack. Could you have that? Could you have that? Could you have gonna be
maybe I could have something that small.
Can I?
dinner at all.
Here you go, and yeah. Sorry, paints.
Are you
I
sure?
Guess, do you don't want some want a shreds
plate
of bologna?
Shreds of bologna with Dunkin' Dijon on a plate.
Yes, I'm sure.
At least it'll like slurp down when it's all
the mustard
up.
Is all
you
over your fingers right
when
now.
You're done. God. You can see where you went.
Get out of here.
All right,
Paul
I'm
Rudd.
Gonna go check on the Jeffries. Paul, stay away from my party, Azif.
I'm gonna come with you.
Yeah, come with me, Paints.
I'm gonna
yeah.
stay here.
Well, you can
more
come, I guess.
More bologna shreds for me.
You can come, I guess. If
you got
want.
All your mustard on the gold-plated latte.
That's how I know where I've been.
God, I freaking hate you. Okay, those are the doors. Okay, everyone.
Ow, the door hit me.
Oh, sorry, Paints.
Don't throw it open so
I'm
hard.
I'm so sorry.
It just swung
I'm
right
so
back
sorry.
Around on me.
Said, this right. carnival doesn't even sell goldfish. Isn't that funny, other Jeffries?
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's so yeehaw. Funny.
Knife.
Okay, Jeffries, do you want some goat cheese and fig preserve canapes? Okay, let's watch the way they take these.
Here, let me give them to you. Oh, I'm all thumbs today. Here you go.
I, Jeffrey Knives, will stab one of these canapes and put it in my mouth.
Okay, pretty normal.
These are great.
And me, Jeffrey Poison, will stick a little hoisin on top of this because I'm always looking for more flavor. Take me to Flavor Town on this canapé. Ooh, yeah.
Do you have anything French? I, Jeffrey Guillotine. I know I don't sing in a French accent, but
that happens.
I speak in one.
And you're such a cool teen.
The
such
moment I saw you, Jeffrey Teen Guillotine.
Zsa Zsa.
Yes, I knew.
Mormor.
I knew. Yes, sir. This is your mother, Zsa Zsa Mormor. I changed. Mormor is not my last name. My given last name is Guillotine. This is my child.
Oh my!
Oh
my God!
Hello,
that's
mommy.
Hello, little
that's
boy.
That's really sweet. This makes me miss my dad.
Chew this up for me and spit it in my mouth.
Like a bird? Yes. I will do this.
That's freaky
beaky. This is how the French eat. It is how we stay
This
so
is how
slim.
All French eat. This is not a stereotype. This is reality.
It's just true. We
I don't know about that.
We chew up our food and then we spit it into each that. Other's mouth.
Okay, whatever you say. I just want to be a good host. So, okay.
Sorry. Hmm. None for me. I think my thumbs are too sore to pick up a canapé today.
Jeffrey Murders has sore thumbs. What are they sore from? Wait, let me guess. You're really excited about Tears of the Kingdom, and you've been playing it nonstop.
That's right. I've been on the Nintendo Switch playing Breath of the Wild 2, Tears of the Kingdom.
Ouch. Oh, my thumbs are mighty sore as well. Me, Jeffrey Pistol, of course.
Yeah, Jeffrey, let me guess. You're really excited about Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel, Tears of the Kingdom?
I'm so excited. I've been texting all my friends about it.
Oh, just texting about it, not
I haven't played it. I don't play video games. I'm a true cowboy.
Everyone here, tell me if you've been playing that video game or if your thumbs could be sore for another reason.
My thumb is sore for
your
another.
Your thumb is Thor?
My son is Thor.
Odin?
Odin?
That's right. It's me. Jeffrey Knives was a clever disguise. Oh. I am Odin, father
wait,
of
wait,
Thor
wait, wait,
and Loki.
Disguise. Loki.
Disguise? Who has two thumbs
Loki.
And killed disguise?
No, I'm just saying if he's in disguise, he's probably Loki.
That's right.
Why am I trying to solve this case?
I don't know, because we're all invested.
I'm Paints. I'm going to step back, Jeffrey.
Paints, I'm just saying Loki is a shapeshifter, and so if he was Jeffrey...
he's a Loki shapeshifter.
And then also Odin, he's probably actually Loki. Loki?
You got me. Loki. I was in disguise as my dad, as Jeffrey Knives.
I knew it.
Well, right, I have to go to a different universe now.
Wait,
now?
You can't leave, Loki.
Why not?
Because everyone here is a suspect for the murder of Daniel Craig.
I think he could leave.
You think he could leave?
I think you should leave. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm texting my friend about
I think you should leave.
A show that's
season coming. Season 3?
Season 3.
Yeah, really excited. It's so funny.
Listen, I've seen it early.
Really?
I wish I could tell you more.
Oh, my gosh. Wish he had more guys.
Tell us one thing about it.
Okay.
Wait, I know what I want you to tell me.
Okay.
Is it funny?
It's so funny.
All I wanted to know.
Tim's at his absolute
best. Knew it.
Firing on all cylinders.
Paul, stop walking around with your bologna shreds.
I'm just saying, if anyone wants some shreds of bologna with Dunkin' Dijon.
You've dripped it all over the body.
So you know where I've
been. Let me try this with some hoisin. Okay. keep a personal hoisin.
Okay, it's really supposed to be eaten with mustard. I actually don't want you to have it.
What?
It's meant to be had with mustard.
Why can't I put some hoisin on
because
it?
Because it's bologna shreds with...
But my thumbs are so sore from squeezing my hoisin bottle.
Does that sound like an easy excuse for maybe squeezing a throat instead of a hoisin bottle?
I was thinking the exact same thing. Do you think it's Jeffrey Poison?
I think it might be Jeffrey Poison.
Wait, actually, I think... In the last 5 minutes, almost everyone has said their thumbs were sore.
That's so weird, isn't
it? Wait a second. What? Paints.
Yes?
You said you were all thumbs.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, you said you were...
I remember specifically you said I'm
all thumbs.
All
thumbs today.
That's how we were
the day that Daniel Craig died.
That's how we started talking about thumbs in the first place. Yeah, because you said I'm all thumbs today.
I don't remember saying anything like that. I probably meant that I'm clumsy today.
Well, we can check. This has been recorded. Let's see if we can find a section of Paint saying I'm all thumbs today.
Here, let me give them to you. Oh, I'm all thumbs today.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, he said it.
I didn't hear it.
Well, you wouldn't now, but everyone listened. I'm pretty sure you said it. Or something like it, if not that specifically.
Paints, wait a second. I didn't invite you to this party. I invited you to the garden party next week to celebrate my dad's 70th, and you hadn't RSVP'd yet, which was really starting to peeve me because I don't like it when people don't RSVP.
You were RSVP'd?
I was RSVP'd. It's not that hard to say yes, no. I'll even take a maybe. It's a seated dinner.
I just thought I would show up to this and RSVP early and then stick around until next week. That's not so weird. That's what people do for parties, right?
I have to go in this other room for a second. Zsa, come with me. Okay. Reginald, come with me. Paul, come with me, I guess.
What about us?
Jeffries, you watch Paints.
Doing what?
Just watch him.
Like whatever he does, we watch.
Yeah.
No problem.
Guys, I think it's freaking Paints. Does anyone know why Paints would hate Daniel Craig so much?
Well, I did hear he was up for consideration for the lead in Glass Onion, which was weird because it was for the character that Daniel Craig played.
Yeah, in Glass Onion?
Yes.
I'm here, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. Okay.
I follow whatever. I don't like to watch. I'm not
my
the boy.
My son
yet.
Wants to come with me. It is
that's
fine.
I love you, mommy.
So long, my baby
yes,
boy.
Jeffrey Teen. Jeffrey Teen. You guys are sickening. Okay.
Not as sickening as Paul Rudd over here. Look at him.
You're right. Those shreds.
Dip in mustard.
Oh my gosh. You know it'd be so.
You're waiting for the mustard to drip off the plate and just putting the bologna
under
it.
You know it'd be so dope of us right now?
What?
If we solved this mystery and just had a good time.
Without Paints?
Well, I think it is Paints.
Why?
I think Paints is mad at Daniel Craig for sort of taking his vibe. You know, they dress really similarly. They both wear turtlenecks. They both have kind of a je ne sais quoi.
They're both dating Hugh Grant.
They're both dating Hugh Grant and Rachel Weisz. Hugh Grant's Paints McSpectrum's main family is with Rachel Weisz and his secret family is with Hugh Grant. Or reverse.
They've both solved murders on a train, famously.
Famous train murders. Do you think
was that the first one? On a train?
Which, for who?
I'm trying, Daniel Benoit. I'm trying to think.
No, that was, not his first one was not on a train.
Oh, okay,
no.
Whose was? Paints was?
Paints was on a train.
But you said they both were on a train?
They both famously solved train murders.
Who? But who?
Who's the other both?
Daniel Craig didn't solve a train murder.
Benoit did.
No.
No.
Yes.
What's the first Knives Out about?
It's in a
not
house.
In that one, in a different one.
What's Glass Onion about then?
Not a train.
Okay, then when
we all agree. We all agree. They both
are you saying there is a different Benoit mystery, a Glass Onion mystery?
This is why I freaking hate you, Paul Rudd. You
go, please go away.
You're too dopey.
You've smeared mustard all over my face. Apart.
Everyone had thought of something that both people had did. So I thought it would be fun to
say something else like this. Is they're both human beings.
Okay.
You're thinking of freaking Kenneth Branagh, and I hate you for it. You're thinking of Kenneth Branagh, and I hate you for it. Whatever, as if. Get a life. We're the kids in America. Whoa.
Yeah. Rolling with my homies.
That's right. Men toast better. Men toast fresh.
The mighty, mighty boss toast.
You're a full-on Monet.
Radiohead creep acoustic version that they used in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wait.
Volume 3.
I've got one.
Yes.
Paul, get it.
You're the one listening
to them.
Wait,
no, I've got one. Hold on.
Oh, my God, Paul.
Paul.
I'm a little teacup.
Short and stout.
Yeah.
No.
Is that good?
No.
He thinks we're just like
naming any song. No, we're naming songs from the Clueless soundtrack.
Yeah, like I'm a little teacup.
I gotta get out of here.
Oh my Lord. Do you want to just get out of here? It's not incumbent upon us to solve this mystery.
Wait, yeah. You're right. We could just leave and like go to Reginald's house in Mykonos.
That's true.
Right, Reginald?
I have a house in Mykonos.
Should we all just get a life and go there?
Hi, everyone. Paints here.
Paints.
You want to get out of here? Is that what I'm hearing?
Paints, just be honest with me, okay? Because, I just can't handle all this, gossip. Did you freaking murder Daniel Craig at my party? Did you come to my party just to murder Daniel Craig? Are you the full-on Monet? Is that what the paints are?
Yeah.
We're from far away. I'm like, ooh, he's so smart. He's so wise. But when I get up close, there's just a bunch of paint smears. And your paints are just a disguise.
Let me tell you a story. Something happened to me 20 years ago.
On a train.
I solved a mystery. That's what I became known for. And ever since then, I've tried to solve these mysteries. But I'm not around a lot of murders. That was a one-time thing. And so I've never been able to solve another one.
So you murdered Daniel Craig so you could solve a murder again. 'Cause you were just looking for a clue, but you were clueless.
I was clueless.
Clueless.
I was clueless.
And after too much time, it led you to this.
That's not quite the whole story. It's me, Detective Benoit.
What?
Played by actor Daniel Craig. You see, Paints hired me to do my best acting.
Oh, sure.
And act like I was dead.
It's a reverse glass onion.
A reverse glass onion story.
Where it starts as a real murder and then ends as a murder mystery that's fake.
That is fake. Because sometimes if you want to solve a mystery, then the mystery you have to make. If
when
you are
clueless.
I was clueless.
Clueless.
I didn't have a clue.
I was helped all along with my good friend Wallace Shawn, and you were
believable, especially having Wallace in on it. It's less
inconceivable.
And I don't think there's anything left to be said. I'm so relieved that Daniel, you are not dead.
Could you go back to playing Bond? I know you died in the last one, spoiler, but I would really love to see your adventures continue.
I'm sorry, sometimes adventures, they must come to an end. And that is the lesson of this mystery, my friend. But you seem clueless.
I was clueless.
Clueless.
I never knew. And now I will go off and live my life with my son, I guess. I thought I wanted life with you, but I was clueless.
I want to be with you. I'm gonna ditch my two families, and I'm gonna adopt your son. What do you think?
Okay, we started before, but now that you're adopting him, I'm liking this more, more, more.
More, more, more. Ja, ja, more, more. More, more, more. Ja, ja, more, more.
And hey, what about us? There's bologna and mustard on the floor. I will clean it up. Oh no, there's more, more, more.
Oh my gosh, as if we'll ever get a life. Wait, now I'm seeing a brand new side. It's actually super sweet how you clean that floor of the mustard you dropped. You dropped a little more.
They all were clueless.
They all were clueless.
They all were clueless.
Second, I love Paul Rudd. I'll be the one and only person in the world who loves Paul Rudd.
You have low standards.
I love Paul Rudd.
You really should aim higher.
The only person in the world to love Paul Rudd. And the rest of the world, I guess, will be.
It's the anticipation joke from Clue. a real long one.
Really good.
Is it?
We'll yep, see. I loved it.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
You know who else we love?
Scott Aukerman.
Thank you for having me on.
Scott, thank you so much for helping to launch this show 6 years ago.
I don't know that we actually have like ever gotten to like, I mean, maybe I have at some point, but it's worth saying again. Like,
thank you so much, Scott.
Off-book has been such like a huge... thing in our life, and it does not exist without you.
I don't
and
know that that's true, but thank
I think
you
it's
so
pretty
much.
True. Yeah. I think it's true. You were like, "Hey, you can come be in this podcast world."
Yeah,
and I don't, that, I don't know that we would have done right. it with. Yeah, okay. take the W.
Take the L.
It depends on how you feel about this podcast.
Take the personal L and take the W from us. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys. I'm sorry this is coming to an end because. I think you guys do such a great job at it, but I know that you have other thing. I'm not going to say bigger things.
Yeah.
But,
thank you. Yeah, we know that we'll keep a little hold on it and a little place for it to be. But yeah,
yep. Do some specials down the line.
We 100% right. will. There are more off-book episodes coming, just in a sporadic great. Variety.
Great.
Speaking of people that don't play sporadically, that play incredibly perfectly every time, we got Scott Passarella. We got Brett.
That
Morris.
Was perfect.
We got Dana. They're all good at jokes as well, which is really honestly quite unfair.
Wait a second, did you forget about Brett?
No, I did Brett second, didn't I?
Oh, didn't hear it. Sorry.
Edit in the part where I did Brett second.
You guys, by the way, you record all of these and then edit in you doing good songs.
We do the songs later.
Right, yeah.
We do the songs later.
You might have forgotten because it's been a minute since we had you on. But yeah.
Anyone who
so I still have to stick around to record all the songs?
Yeah, we have a ton of pictures.
We gotta write them real quick. Anyone who's seen us live knows the shows are 8 hours long.
Yeah. Cut the fat. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, sweet sleepy babies. And thank you so much for all of your warm and beautiful regards and wishes. We've received so many lovely messages from you about the podcast.
Oh, yes, we have. And we have some longer and more specific thank yous for stuff that you send us later. But for now, as we approach episode 300, let us just say that as like we do at the end of every podcast.
If you want some bologna shreds.
Watch out. Daniel Craig might not be dead.
Bye.
She's not old enough. No, no, to mind that cold.
Although they're trying to change it, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, if she enacts the law, 14-year-olds can mind the cold.
Now she is Nicole.
It's not a major mine, it's sort of a minor one.
It's kind of a Snowpiercer situation where they need a really tiny girl to get in there, cause her hands are tiny and the coal is tiny.
You would not believe this, no coincidence could be finer, but also her legal last name is Minor.
So that's basically all of the meanings of.
And that's why there are actually three. So she's Nicole Minor, 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 Coal Minor. Nicole Minor, 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 Coal Minor. Nicole Minor, 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 Coal Minor. Minor, Minor, Minor of Coal.
Minor, Minor, Minor of Coal. That sounds great.
Powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.